Here we go. I look smart today. I've got my pen with me.
Yes.
You like that?
I like that. You know, I like that pen.
You look good, too. Looks like you got a different camera angle today.
Yes, I actually do. And I've got a new shirt on. Don't you like this color?
Is that a new shirt?
Yes.
It looks good.
It's brand new.
I can see your nipples through it, which is very masculine.
Yeah, I mean.
Is it cold in here?
Chicks dig that, but I don't. I hate that I'm blessed with that.
Yeah, you're blessed with areolas, huh?
I'm self-conscious. I'm going to do like this for the rest of the show.
Tony Gump is here. His nipples are not showing.
I don't believe so, no. Hello.
So here we go. Yet another live one. And again, I kind of hate to say that because there are people watching on the backside. It's not live, but it's okay. We're trying to move into this era of bringing stuff to you in real time, especially considering some of the topics we talk about. They're real-time issues.
Yeah.
They're issues facing everybody today. And, of course, as we started the show, somebody I have been trying to get a hold of for days, or get nailed down for this podcast for days, Andrea Lindenberg, starts to text me. So now I'm having to schedule in real time our next guest. But I don't know if I should say this, but we may have her at the end of next week. And it might be Friday.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not for sure, but it looks like that's what's gonna happen, so I think we should be fine. I mean, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. We tell people, sorry, we couldn't get it.
Andrew.
Here's what's funny about all of this, and we had this discussion before we started. We have so many people reach out to us, and some of these people I don't even know personally reach out to us and say, hey, I want to be on your podcast. And, you know, where there's nothing wrong with that, we want to make sure we're kind of, what's the thing? Like, we're putting certain people at the
snobbish.
Front of the line. Yeah, snobbish. Yeah, that's it. but... It's just, it's a weird thing where we've got people that we really need to get in here first before we start bringing other people in. So it makes it tough, and it's not anything against anybody, but, you know.
Well, we got to remember what our main purpose is here. What is our main purpose for what we're doing? Tony.
Save the country.
Thank you.
Save the country, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Saving the country. Hey, go back to John Bird real quick. Okay, just making sure he's still in the middle. Do you notice he's sitting in his chair, like, kind of sideways? Look at his chair.
No, I'm not.
Wait, hold on. Go to his camera. But his chair's, like, crooked off behind him. It looks like it's getting away from him.
No, it's crooked behind me. However, this piece of tape is going right here to my navel.
We had to put a piece of tape on the table to show John Bird how to stay in the middle of the camera shot.
Well, I know how to. Happens. I just get kind of, like that, but not tonight.
You're doing good so far.
Thank you.
I think that's why your nipples are protruding.
Oh, my. Stop. God.
Nipple protrusion.
We're going to take a screenshot. Horrible. Everybody take a screenshot of John Bird's nipples and put them as your social media cover photo or profile photo.
Look at that.
Flex, give us one of these. Whoa.
Baby.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a man dude, baby.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's good stuff. Good stuff. By the way, thank you to everyone that's going to be hanging out with us tonight. I see y'all pouring in. John Bird promised me he would share our Facebook video from my personal page onto the 99.5 page. Did you do that?
Oh, no, you just said go to the 99.5 page. I was like, okay. Well,
you were.
And it's I'm looking here. I'm on 99.5 page. I don't know how to do it. I think this is broken.
I'll do it.
I think
my
phone is broken.
Don't worry, I'll do it.
It is.
Let's see. We're just going to have to. I don't hardly use the 99.5 page. I know you and Valerie do a lot of posting on there. I just can't remember to do it. Andrew.
Hey, I see you. I see me. Oh, look.
Look, cool. It's done. I did it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Good.
So again, thank you guys. We have decided to corner our streaming. We were doing what was it? What were we doing? We were doing Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. And so now we've just cornered it to Facebook and YouTube. I came to that decision when the two episodes ago when we streamed on Twitch, it had zero views after like 3 days. Mm. I was like, I'm not doing that anymore. Twitch is for like gamers and stuff, though.
Exactly. That's what I hear, yeah.
So we're not gamers. Well, we are actually.
Yeah,
We actually had that vision in here is to turn this into a gaming studio, which still may be in the works, but we got a million other things to handle before we get started.
I'll be looking forward to watching you guys game.
You don't game?
No.
You don't play any video games?
No, it's horrible. I wasted so much money when I played in a band. We would play a gig, and afterwards, we would play video games, like in the arcade.
Yeah.
And I just dumped so much money. I still suck at Galaga, and I've been playing for 42 years.
Wow.
You know, I remember when my son was 9, you know, we went to a movie theater, and then afterwards he wanted to play games. And I said, okay, let's play Galaga. He beat the crap out of me. Mm. So, you know, I mean, I'll watch.
So maybe you're just not. You're not good at games, and so it's there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Do a Pong or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at Pong.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Now, see, I like video games, but it's hard to sit down and play a video game right now with everything going on. It's like a waste of time for me.
So. Yeah, you don't have time for video games, Tony.
Nope.
Get back to work.
Maybe we should develop a video game of this show.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
It could be different characters.
Have you seen
the Alex Jones video game?
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. There's an Alex Jones video game.
Are you kidding me?
No, do you know where to find a preview of it?
I think so.
We need to totally watch that. Oh, it's so good. And I saw it, and I don't remember if you had to buy it or what, but I was like, dude, I am playing that. Because you're like, I guess you're Alex Jones, and you're going through, and you're fighting George Soros, and you're fighting other globalists. It's like, it kind of had the Contra vibes to it. You remember that game?
Yeah.
And it was, let me see why
I'm
you look for that.
It, yeah.
I'm going to see if I can find it on, you could probably pull up a new Twitter tab and say, Alex Jones video game. And, yeah. If you go, actually, Alex Jones tweeted it out 12 hours ago. So if you can just go to Twitter.
Okay.
And it's right there. Yeah, do that. Oh, okay. Y'all got to see this. So just go to search. Just type in Alex Jones video game, and it'll be the first thing that pops up.
Okay.
And yeah, there, wait. Go down to the second one. Yeah, there it is, baby.
All right, this one.
There it is.
Together we began developing this game that came out so much better than you thought it would. It is now a number one hit. I imagined the control freak left attacking it. But I didn't know that right when the game came out, with perfect timing, Elon Musk would release me on X. And the whole world will be waking up, and the Davos group will be confronted at their own events by world leaders calling out their tyranny. This is the planets aligning. And now, MSNBC, the corporate press, Media Matters, George Soros, they're all calling for it to be banned.
Is there a way to counter the types of hate that people like Alex Jones...
It's Dr. Fauci.
...promote, and now they do in video games? I mean, this is a party that talks about video games being dangerous for our kids. And yet here he is with... a video game that promotes violence.
You will be silenced.
And celebrates that kind of violence.
You suck, big tech lizard nerd.
Because let's be honest here, when he is talking about killing globalists, we know what globalists now means for the Republican Party.
George
and
Soros.
Is code for. Yeah.
Because they understand they're reaching a bunch of young guys who are getting this sort of message beaten into them right now.
Today, I'm playing the unhinged Alex Jones video game.
I saw it was released on Steam, so I'm like, well, that kind of opens the floodgates.
This game is actually really good fun.
This is insane!
It was Keith Olbermann.
Okay, I'll eat your ass.
Okay,
so I'll eat your ass.
And I don't know what the characteristics of the game are beyond
man.
He's involved and that it's killing globalists. This is the kind of thing that...
Oh, it's Klaus Schwab at the top.
Oh, that's good.
Must be the final boss.
In teaching people, I mean, it's okay to kill. It's okay to kill the globalists.
This is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Jump around, jump around, jump around. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Alex Jones, you are a hero.
This is supposed to be Justin Trudeau, I think.
Come on, Mark.
Oh, shit! One Thunderbird killed me!
We're gonna crawl away.
Wait. Oh, my gosh.
What them dogs gonna do? They gonna... Oh, they ate his ass.
Find out what they're scared of at alexjonesgame.com. Oh, follow the link from there to Steam and download it and share it.
Oh, man.
It's 1776. Wow. It
that is so good. That is so good.
I might have to get that. I'll give this a shot.
Yeah, we could technically stream us playing that game. I think that'd be a lot of fun. People would watch that.
I think he would let us do it, too, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we can get Alex Jones to come here and play the game with us. You think we could get Alex Jones in the show one day?
I think so. I really do.
What do you think?
Maybe one day he'd probably phone in at first. Yeah, maybe.
I think he would. Like, if he heard the radio show or, you know, watched one of our more serious podcasts, maybe he would. But maybe not.
Well,
maybe.
He's kind of sought out. A lot of people want to talk to him right now.
And YouTube is probably looking for a reason to ban us already, and Alex Jones may give them that avenue, maybe.
Okay, I don't know if the YouTube gods are listening, but I've got an idea.
Oh, no.
Here's what we do. We need to secure a series of names. So we're over the line, correct? Is that what we are, over the line?
Yes.
Okay. Let's secure one that says over the line two, over the line three. So when they ban the first one, we've got all our videos saved and everything like in a secret place. And boom, we just slide them right in and we keep going.
Yeah. We kind of already did that. And this is our backup channel we're using now because we were banned on the original.
Even more of a reason to do it. We need to create like 30 of them.
Okay.
Didn't you get banned because you called someone a liar that was actually a character in that video game?
Yes. Octer Day Ouchie Faye.
Ah.
I said he mentioned that Ask Maze didn't Urquay. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I played the Idiovay of him Aing Say. That very Ing Fay.
Which was Roof Pay, Hat Tay, Aid Say, Tay.
That is Erect K.
Hank Tay, Ooh Yay.
You're so good at that.
Yeah,
you really are.
I feel like I'm in fourth grade again.
Okay, so the reason for this podcast is something that we did earlier today on the radio show.
Man, I love that.
I came across a video that was released January 16th, and they released it on Twitter by a group called Muckraker. All right? And you can find them at muckraker.com. They apparently, and I think it's just a couple brothers, they embedded themselves into a migrant caravan.
It's fascinating.
To document what these migrants are going through, not in the sense of, you know, want to show the migrants sympathy, but more of y'all need to understand what's happening, how it's happening, and why it's happening. And I was fascinated. Like, in the mornings, I don't have time to watch movies and documentaries. I'm watching 2-3 minute clips and just flying through the news. And when I came across this one this morning, I got locked in, and that's why literally 2/3 of my show was about this, because it was that fascinating. But we played just portions on the radio show today, but I thought it was vitally important that people see what was on the other side of that audio, because
yeah,
the visuals
we were
of this are good.
Yeah, are amazing.
This is crazy. So, essentially, They embed themselves in this caravan, and they cross all the places that the migrants go, and we just kind of wanted to watch this in real time with everybody, and we'll just comment in between and all that kind of stuff. So here it is.
The first stop along the route is Ecuador. U.S.-bound illegal aliens from all over the world first fly into the capital city of Quito due to the country's easy entry requirements. From here, aliens begin making their way towards Colombia. In the Ecuadorian border town of Tulcan, dozens of government and non-government organizations offer aid and instructions on how to navigate the mass migration trail. This map, provided by the United Nations, shows all of the migration-related organizations in Tolkien. Aliens receive aid in the form of legal assistance, food packages, healthcare, maps, and more. Some of this aid is incredibly bizarre. The United Nations International Organization of Migration, IOM for short, hands out pamphlets detailing how to put on a condom.
Look at the pictures!
It is clear that the intent of these organizations is to direct the masses of illegal aliens to the United States. Consider this map, which shows the route from Colombia to the United States, and marks 12 U.S. border crossing points with flags. Many similar maps are distributed by other organizations. This map, distributed by the Red Cross, shows the route from Panama to the United States in painstaking detail. On the back of the map, illegal aliens are encouraged to ride on top of freight trains to reach the United States border. It's worth noting that these maps direct aliens into incredibly dangerous territory, such as the Darien Gap, or cartel-controlled areas of Mexico. If this mass migration program were truly for humanitarian purposes, venturing into such territories would be discouraged. Not only are aliens risking their lives by following these instructions, but the United Nations is indirectly helping organized crime earn untold amounts of money by sending millions of people their way to be smuggled. These same criminal organizations notoriously rape women, rob innocent people, and execute their enemies. After crossing into Colombia from Ecuador, the next stop along the route is the city of Pasto. It was here that we discovered a secret staging point for Chinese illegal aliens headed to the United States.
God. So right now we are in Colombia at the...
Okay, Bonas so Rio stop it right here. This is... So they've embedded themselves in this migrant deal, and they're just... There's a path that they all take. It's on the maps. By the way, the Red Cross...
That's just frightening.
It's the same organization that'll park out in front of Walmart and ask you to donate blood, is creating the items needed, including the maps. I mean, what are your intentions when you're handing out maps to millions of migrants saying, go this way towards the U.S. border? We know you're part of this whole scheme, but the European Union, the UN,
well,
the
cartels,
Red Cross.
The cartels have got to be involved with this, too. They got to be in bed with this.
They've got to, because this is a big moneymaker. So it's got to be a situation where the cartels are tied in, like you said, with those organizations. Mm-hmm. What kind of influence? This is the question people need to be asking. What kind of influence, just to pick one organization, does the cartel have with the Red Cross? Are they embedded in the Red Cross? Are they funneling money to the Red Cross? Are they blackmailing top people at the Red Cross? Like where's... There's a connection here, and we need to know what it is, because, yeah, this does seem like one big globalist agenda, but the cartels are calling a lot of the shots in this thing.
Yes.
And we need to know, like, where's it at? So he gets to this, what is this, Hotel Rio Mayo? So this hotel has been turned into a hotel specifically for Chinese nationals. It's very organized. It's not a matter of, oh, we just happen to have some Chinese people here. Let's all put them in this place. No, this is for a stream of Chinese nationals to come through on their way to the border. Watch this.
Hotel. And this hotel that we stumbled upon by accident is a major hub, a major transit point, meeting place for Chinese foreign nationals that are on their way to the United States. And last night when we were here, we were eating at this hotel restaurant, and we were the only foreigners that were not Chinese. I mean, literally the entire hotel is just Chinese foreigners. We spoke with the hotel staff here and they confirmed that. And while there are some women and children, it's mostly military-aged males. There's some right behind me right now, actually. One thing to note is that among all of the foreign nationals that are entering the United States illegally, the Chinese are among the most well-funded and the most sophisticated in the way they go about getting to the United States. Whereas the Venezuelans, for example, are very poor. They just trek up to the United States on foot in mass caravans. They don't have much money.
The Chinese are very well funded. They're the ones that are taking planes. We're right across the street from an airport right now, and they also have established networks. And this hotel that we're at is proof of that. It's all Chinese, and for some reason they all know to come here. It's because they are in direct communication. People that are further up the trail or that have made it to the United States are telling people that are on their way, hey, this is a hotel that's safe.
I mean, it looks like a Chinese restaurant.
We also found when we were staying at this hotel, you know, they're expecting Chinese. You can see a lot of the writings, a lot of the signs in this hotel are written in Chinese. Again, this is further proof that it's not by accident. It's not just some sort of one-off occasion that there's all of these Chinese nationals here at this point. Right. This is a known hub, a known meeting place for Chinese that are in transit on their way to the United States. We spoke with a Chinese national who's staying here right now, who's going to be trekking through the Darien Gap and going up to the United States. His destination is either New York or Los Angeles, and he told us that there are definitively Chinese spies in the United States.
Are the Chinese police in the United States?
Yeah.
Are you worried that the Chinese police can find you in the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm afraid. 便衣警察
plainclothes policemen.
It is worth noting that this is not the only such hotel along the route. Another Chinese hotel was located in the town of Copper Gana on the outskirts of the Darien Gap.
Yeah.
This hotel
how structured it is
in the woods, away from any busy road. We were only able to snap a quick video of this hotel before the Colombian police told us to stop filming. Our last stop in Colombia was the coastal town of Nacocli. This is one of the last stops for illegal aliens before they enter the Darien Gap. All right, guys, so right now I am in Nacocli, Colombia. This is a critical staging point where illegals from all over the world converge at. They stop in Nacocli, they buy various types of equipment here. They buy camping gear, boots, knives, everything else. And there are so many illegal aliens converging on this town daily that a large portion of this town's economy has now been centered around selling these illegal aliens gear in order to cross into the jungle and survive. And even right now, there's people walking around with baskets selling gear to these people.
Man,
right
this
here.
Is so organized.
See? Chaos. La linterna?
Linterna.
¿A cuánto cuesta la linterna?
25.
Mm-hmm. ¿Y cuánto cuesta aquí?
5,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bueno, bueno, bueno. ¿Y para teléfono, sí?
5,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bueno, bueno.
And you also have various NGOs that are here as well that are just, you know, giving people basically instructions and whatever other information they might need to make the journey successfully.
You can see right here. So, this is the IOM.
But he's not happy.
Whoa. That's Spanish. The OIM is what it says on his vest. That's Spanish for the IOM, the International Organization of Migration. That's the migration arm of the United Nations. You can see here that he was kind of trying to turn away. He didn't really want to be on camera.
Tienes que preguntar primero antes de grabar a las personas, por favor. Sí.
Repite.
Ask me.
Oh, permission. So, that's what's going on. He's from the OIM. That's the United Nations out here.
And he's been instructed, hey, don't let anybody know what you're doing.
And then you have illegal aliens from all over the world that are about to get onto boats and go into the jungle. This is what it looks like.
This is such an organized operation.
China, you guys from China?
Yes.
Hey, ¿a dónde vas?
Hey.
¿A dónde vas?
Estados Unidos, bro.
Estados Unidos.
Bro.
¿Qué país?
No, ¿a dónde?
Aquí, Venezuela.
Venezuela. ¿Vas a Estados Unidos? ¿Sí?
You from Venezuela? Venezuela. You go America. Yeah.
After Nacocli, the next stop along the route is the Darien Gap, the lawless stretch of jungle connecting North and South America, where illegal aliens are frequently raped, robbed, or killed. The Darien Gap has three entry points, Akandi, Copper Gana, and Querétaro. Unlike Akandi and Copper Gana, which are in Colombia, Querétaro is in Panama. Illegal aliens are required to pay human smugglers for a boat ride in order to access this route. The Akandi and Copper Gana routes often chosen by poor illegal aliens, are notorious for incidents of violence and fatalities. Whoa. Treks through these routes can last up to 5 days, and are done without much guided assistance. The Coreto route, though still dangerous, offers a shorter journey of only 2 days, with guides leading aliens
to the jungle.
And they are
encouraging people to do this.
This reduces the risk of criminal
encounters.
That looks
so rough.
But the added
safety. The Red Cross out here saving lives by sending people down this route.
By boat, make the Coreto route more expensive. This route is preferred by wealthier, special interest aliens, such as the Chinese. Coreto itself is a primitive village, composed of simple huts, and is a community largely disconnected from the modern world. It serves as a landing point and staging place for illegal aliens before they enter the gap.
There's Dale Jackson.
It is, look!
That's how he got here.
Where are you going, amigo? Huntsville, Alabama.
Look at all the tents.
Man, this is crazy.
These people are from all over the effing planet.
My friend, China.
And they all seem to like the Yankees.
Indian.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome.
India. China.
The government. Buy them St. Louis hats if you're going to give away.
India. Welcome.
Bangladesh.
Bangladesh. Okay, Bangladesh.
India.
They got their smartphones in their little pouches, too, because they're from such a bad place.
Oh, yeah.
What? So what kills me is them dragging these kids along on these journeys.
Yes.
Like, that is inhumane. Anybody that would support that.
I thought he was going to the bathroom.
I did, too. I was like, we're going to watch this guy pee?
So we're about to depart right now, and we're in our group. There's about 20 to 30 people in each group. This is our group right here. Those are the other groups. And we've just been given a ticket. This is a ticket here. We're about to enter the jungle.
Yeah. Man, it's got to be nerve-wracking.
This is where we cue Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what John Byrne did on the show today. He didn't even know I was going that route.
The determination
right,
is people.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm ringing out all my shit.
But you get halfway through this, and it's too late. You can't go back. You either go forward, you are go to the border, or you die.
It's because if you keep your shit wet and you keep walking around in it, you can get trench foot and die.
Trench foot sounds awful.
Yeah, that was real big in Vietnam during the Vietnam War.
Mm.
Last few hours we've been wading through mud like this, and this just shows you how if you're underprepared in your footwear like we are. I mean, we're wearing $200 hiking boots right now, but this is not the proper foot attire for this type of terrain, and so our feet are absolutely drenched right now, totally soaked with water and mud, and this is how you get trench foot, and your feet basically just start falling apart. And it just goes to show, people come into this jungle, they don't realize what they're getting themselves into, and then before you know it, you know, they're 2 days in, 3 days in, 4 days in, their feet start falling apart, they can't make it out, and nobody's going to save them, and they die in their tent.
Look at that.
I wonder what their instructions really are.
Right. I mean, there's marathon runners that couldn't pull this off, you know?
Okay, so we're like 7 hours into the hike so far, and it's very clear how people drop dead on this hike. Right now, we're even taking the easier route from Coreto. If you're taking one of the harder routes from Akandi or Copper Gana, which is like 4 or 5 days to get through the jungle, it's so crystal clear how people are just dropping dead left and right. There's mud. There's people backed up. If you get a waterborne illness, if you hurt yourself somehow, there's actually zero way that you're going to get out of this jungle unless you could somehow pull yourself out, which is just not going to happen. And then add to that danger, people attacking you, criminals on the route. We've already seen very sketchy people walking by with, you know, machetes. We saw a guy with a rifle. People coming up to us, asking us about our bags. Extremely dangerous. Children walking by crying, like right here. This is the Trail of Tears. And so, again, we're only 7 hours in. People are still fresh. Imagine if you're 17 hours in or 27 hours in, people just start dropping. So that's it. We're going to keep going. We got a few hours left in the day, and then we're going to call it.
Pause it right there. It was, and I brought this up during the show, it was amazing to me how powerful it is, even on the audio side, mm-hmm. just to hear those kids crying and knowing where this guy's at, where there's no help, there's no ambulance, there's no sort of, you know, life-saving medicine on site. Like, you just either make it or you don't.
Now, and, see, my question is, are these people, obviously, the plan is to get here, but what's the plan once they get here? Are they all just looking for good jobs or what?
They are looking for what they know as the American dream. So, yes, a job, be able to work, be able to... Because I would imagine, outside of the bad actors that are making their way through here, which there are a ton of, the decent people want to come over here and think they're going to easily get a job and easily find a place to live. But they're also knowing, they also know that when they get here, they're going to be taken care of at the beginning.
Yes.
Because they are being told by the Red Cross, by the UN, by these international organization for migrants. They're telling them, hey, Joe Biden said they will take care of you. All you got to do is get there. Just take this route. Not realizing how dangerous this is. Because, again, you get halfway through this route and you're walking. You've got a guide who doesn't give a damn about you if mm-hmm. you drop.
Especially if he's got your money.
He's got your money. He's got 25 other people he's got to get to the border. So if you have some sort of medical condition and can no longer go, you not only have to you not only have to go ahead and admit defeat and know you're screwed. The people you're with, not just the strangers, but family that you're with, have to decide: are they going to stay there with you while you die and lose the group and not be able to find their way to the border? God. That's how inhumane this stuff is. It's crazy. All right, go ahead. Look at that.
That's not Woodstock.
Where's the environmentalist at with all this trash in the forest?
The global warming.
We're inside the Darien Gap. This is day number 2. We're just filtering out some water here. Last night was absolutely disgusting. We stayed in a jungle slum, which was just trash and shit and piss. The most disgusting place you can imagine, with little 5x5 clearings where people posted up tents so they could just take refuge from the most putrid odors of human excrement and rotting waste. Here we are, just trying to get enough water to last the day. We're trying to keep this filter on the DL because people walking by us are desperate. They don't have any water of their own. We got people walking up to us asking if they have any water. I can't sit here and pump water all day for people, so I'm handing them water pills. But there's people right here walking. Hey, amigo. Hey, que país? What country? What country?
India.
India, you go America?
You go? Yes.
Okay, good luck. So there you go.
No, we're just in the Darien Gap chilling from India.
They all seem to speak English okay.
Yeah.
Just trying to stay alive.
Well, they got to know those key words of life in danger once they get to the border.
Oh, no.
God, man.
Why do you like Joe Biden?
Joe
father is a nice guy. You see, he opened the border for all the countries.
Yeah. That's, oh, so they like, you like him because of he opened the border.
Because you see, there is a poor country around the Maca, so they're just coming to visit for the job.
Okay.
For the job.
Man, how clueless.
We're inside the Darien Gap. It's day two. We're about 6 or 7 hours in on the day. Right now it's pouring rain. We've been filming. And the guides here, the Embera Indian guides, do not like that I have my camera. We're getting some really unfriendly looks from them. We just started getting them now. They've been a little bit suspicious of us all day, but now they saw me take out my camera and I don't think they like it very much. So we're just gonna have to hope for the best. They were telling me that, hey, you. Gracias, thank you. That's one of the guides right there, actually. We just gotta be careful because these guides do carry weapons on them. They do carry pistols in their bags.
These dudes got some balls, bro.
If they wanna do something, I mean, if they wanna rob me or take my camera, or do something worse, they could do it with no consequences.
Yeah, there's no police, no nothing.
Gap jungle.
You just screwed.
The lawless stretch of land connecting North and South America. And it's probably about 3 hours until we reach next camp.
After illegal aliens exit the Darien Gap and enter Panama,
like how often are they doing this?
They are transported out of the jungle by piragua boats and buses and moved into Panamanian refugee camps.
Amigos, what country?
No.
What country?
No.
Why? What country?
No.
You from Syria?
No.
See, that's the part that scares me.
Yes.
That what percentage Syria. Of people that aren't looking for jobs that are part of some organization or
right.
army?
And what? Have you been told to not mention where you're from? Like.
And they seem military age.
Hey, yeah, why I mean, is it a big secret?
Just look at them.
They start marching to the same beat, you know.
Yeah, there's an agenda there, all right.
What's the problem?
No.
Why not?
No.
Whoa, what's the problem? No. You guys from Syria?
Yeah, I don't think they like us.
Mm-mm.
You guys okay?
Better not mess with them.
It is here that illegal aliens are processed and given the aid and instructions necessary to continue their journey to the United States. So-called migration route maps can be found everywhere. The same UN-affiliated organizations seen earlier along the route also have a presence inside these Panamanian camps. A few on the scene include OIM, Red Cross, UNICEF, HIAS, European Union, Doctors Without Borders, UNHCR, and the Norwegian Refugee Council. From these camps, illegals are put onto buses and shuttled northward to Costa Rica. From here, illegals ride buses across Nicaragua, Honduras, and Guatemala until they reach the border of Mexico. We travel to the Guatemalan border town of Tecunuman, where human smugglers, most likely affiliated with the Sinaloa cartel, charged us $125 each to be smuggled into Mexico.
And all along the way, there's people there waiting for you to take money to say, as if it's their country. Mm-hmm. You can't come in this country unless you pay. So even those borders have some sort of security, unlike ours.
After crossing into Mexico, we embedded with a massive illegal alien caravan and headed towards Mexico City. The caravan was highly organized. Leaders in the front carried a large banner and a crucifix that read, Contención es mi muerte. Containment is my death. A propaganda message implying that not allowing open borders will result in their deaths. The group responsible for organizing this caravan, and many others like it, is Pueblos Sin Fronteras, People Without Borders. The group has released anti-American statements, such as one on November 26, 2018, which said that the United States systematically deprives asylum seekers of their liberty, separates families, and often deports people to their death. Ironically, one of the leaders of Pueblos Sin Fronteras is Irenio Mujica,
a United States citizen.
Imagine that.
The group has also received the support of radical left extremists, who have helped fundraise for the organization.
So this morning we left Palomares, Mexico, and we're walking towards San Martin with a massive caravan behind us. There's about 2,000 people in this group, and we've been walking for about 4 hours. We have at least that much more time before we get to the destination.
¿Qué país eres tú?
Salvador!
Honduras!
Sí?
Aquí están todos los países.
Aquí viene de todo, cubanos, venezolanos.
Sí, I think both of them are from
Chile. Nicaragüense, hondureño, Guatemala, Colombia.
¿Por qué todos le gusta presidente Biden? ¿Por qué?
Biden is for
Biden
a better
por
future.
Todos? Sí. No, but por qué los migrantes le gusta Biden?
Porque él apoya a los emigrantes.
Biden supports the migrants.
Es un mejor presidente de Trump.
He's the best president of the United States.
No quiere a los emigrantes.
Okay.
Trump is an immigrant? That's why they want him in the country.
Yeah, they're locked in as Democrat voters.
Yep.
I mean, there's no doubt. Because they've been fed that propaganda. I mean, that propaganda is the basis of them coming in the first place.
He looks like he's wanting to come do some work.
Yeah. Sí? So, in tu opinión de Biden, ¿es bueno o no bueno?
Biden is good.
Los migrantes de Venezuela y otros países, ¿te gusta presidente Biden o?
He's going to win the election again.
Okay, and tu opinión de presidente Trump?
No.
No?
No quiere los migrantes, no nos quiere.
No. No te gusta Trump.
No quiero a los migrantes.
No.
This is brainwash central.
Okay. Y la elección en 2024 es posible Biden y Trump. ¿Sí?
Van a ser los contrincantes, pero Biden va para adelante otra vez. Tiene que ganar porque ha ayudado mucho y Dios tiene que bendecirlo.
Ajá.
You say Biden has to win.
Todos migrantes, ¿cómo se dice? ¿Cómo todos migrantes apoye presidente Biden en la elección? Sí.
After Mexico City, we traveled to Europa.
If I was them, I'd support them too, actually.
Yeah, you can't blame the people.
Nope.
And it's not like they're back in their home researching what's going on in the news.
At around 1 a.m., conductors intentionally stop the train about 1 mile from the NGO, and cartel members assist in the boarding process.
Okay, so we're sitting right now at the side of the train tracks.
This guy's got balls.
I know, dude.
And
this dude's got cojones.
I am coming down with something nasty. I've been feeling pretty sick for the last 24, 48 hours-ish, and now it's just starting to hit me like a ton of bricks, but we're going to push through. All around us, we have illegal aliens who are going to get on the train with us. Hey, ¿qué país, amigo?
Guatemala.
Guatemala. ¿Sí?
Guatemala.
Guatemala.
Colombia.
Colombia. See, there's more people showing up here. Anyway, that's the situation out here. So, another hour or two, we're on the train, and we're going north.
About to get on.
This is the one they call the Beast, the Train of Death, because so many migrants die trying to ride this train. And they just get on it wherever they can. Hang on the side of it, sit on the top of it.
And what about the toddlers, the kids that can't climb?
Doesn't matter. Just like going through the jungle, you survive or you don't. That's it.
Shit. You ready? What are you doing?
This makes me wonder how long it's been going on.
When you notice, he said the train stops at that place on purpose to allow the migrants to get on. And then migrants get on as many as they can, and then the train takes off. Like, it's such a coordinated effort.
And I wonder if money is changing hands just with particular engineers, or if that company is getting funded.
Cartel members paying train conductors.
Yep.
You know.
Probably not giving them a choice.
Yeah, that yeah. too. That too.
Toss it up. Toss it.
You just
I got some serious
oh my god.
Yeah, there's nowhere to really hang on. You're just
one of those like bungee sea plants.
Right.
The Red Cross recommended this.
That's it. They don't know if it'll open back up.
Oh my gosh.
Reminds me of those stories where they found bunches of people in places.
Right. Tractor trailers full of immigrants. Mm-hmm. Dead.
Oil tanker or whatever.
Yeah.
You got Wiki.
Saluden.
Shipping these people like cattle. Look at the kids, man.
Surprising they made it that far.
Yeah. How small, how young.
Migrantes prefiere Presidente Biden or Presidente Trump?
Biden.
Biden.
Now, why wouldn't they want Trump?
Wait, personas no le gusta Presidente Trump?
No.
No.
They don't know any better.
Huh? Biden.
Biden.
Si.
If Biden was good for you wouldn't be Biden risking your life to get to the border.
Exactly.
I feel sorry for some of these people because they're getting beat.
Okay, so right now we're standing outside the Train of Death. We are just on the outskirts of the city of Lyon. And what's happened is our train has broken down. We're all standing outside of the train now.
Oh, man.
Something apparently happened to the conductor. And we have no idea if we're going to be stuck here for an hour or
conductor.
10
Something
hours
happened
or
to the
a
conductor?
Day or multiple days. So we're going to start walking, and this territory is controlled by criminal elements, and we're not too sure what's going to happen when we start walking here, but we're making the executive call to just go for it.
Maybe the conductor
After we
got
made
a boost
it to the city of Lyon,
yeah.
We took a bus to the border town.
Easy.
Of
we're on YouTube.
And then took a taxi to Baghdad. It was here that we began the
you
final
got the
part
Axine
of our journey,
Bay.
Crossing into the United States.
Okay, so right now we are at Playa Baghdad. This is south of Boca del Rio Bravo, which is going to be the place from which we attempt to cross into the United States. You can see the weather today is absolutely nasty. It's been storming and raining out, so we just got to hope that we don't run into some sort of rip current or lose our bags in the process here.
We're going to be walking a few miles, maybe more, down this beach in order to get there. And hopefully we don't get picked up by human smugglers along the way.
As you know, Anthony and Josh's brother from Muckraker.com got kidnapped yesterday.
They were stopped by members of the Mexican
yeah,
drug cartel.
Right here.
Because
so
this, area-
this is part of what we played on the show today where they were doing the interviews. So essentially, they get kidnapped. He tells the story of how these smugglers snatched him up took them to somewhere. They didn't know where they were until they were out in this big open field, and then smashed all their electronics and told them to get out of here and never come back, which has got to be terrifying. As a matter of fact, if you want to fast forward and get past some of that, just so we're not redoing that same deal, just keep scrolling. It should be we should be getting close to it. Keep going. Let's try right there. There you go.
Right here?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
And that was it. And then they loaded us into a truck and they dropped us off at the port of entry.
Basically told us not to come back ever again.
The United States is in a state
of undeclared war. I called that pretty good, didn't I?
Perfect.
The United Nations and associated organizations are actively working to dissolve the American Republic through an industrial-scale weaponized migration program. Narco-terrorist cartel organizations control the entire U.S. southern border. And every day, thousands of unknown military-aged men from around the world infiltrate America. At this point, there are undoubtedly terrorists,
those are the ones I'm
saboteurs,
worried about.
Yes.
Spies, yeah. And other nefarious actors embedded in America, with many more on the way. There is also an ever-increasing threat of the establishment of a permanent one-party state. As you have just seen, the majority of these illegals support the Biden regime. The harsh reality of this invasion can no longer be ignored, and its effects will only grow worse over the years to come. Schools, which once served to educate the next generation of Americans, now serve as illegal alien shelters. Every night, thousands of veterans sleep homeless in the streets, while illegal aliens, who have contributed nothing to America, sleep in hotel rooms for free. Major American cities are watering down the votes of law-abiding, tax-paying citizens by granting suffrage to illegal aliens. This new voter base has already shown blatant disrespect for the laws of the United States by entering the country illegally. In some states, illegals will begin policing American citizens, and some members of Congress have openly suggested the idea of having illegals serve in the military in exchange for citizenship. This is replacement migration. The United Nations wrote a white paper about this phenomenon in 2000, titled Replacement Migration: Is It a Solution to Declining and Aging Populations? The paper proposes mass migration as a means to offset aging populations in Europe, the United States, Russia, Japan, and Korea. The white paper offers five possible scenarios for the United States. Shockingly, scenario five suggests it would be necessary to have 593 million immigrants from 1995 to 2050, an average of 10.8 million per year. By 2050, out of a United States total population of 1.1 billion, 775 million, whoa, or 73%, would be post-1995 immigrants or their descendants.
Oh my gosh.
The American Republic is on the verge of extinction. If you are an American, the onus is on you to stand up, speak out, and fight back against this agenda.
Wow. That's scary. And I'm going to be honest. I didn't know about the UN white papers. I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff when it comes to these guys, but as far as the mass migration replacement, we all know about replacement theory, which is an idea that was concocted by Democrats, and it was this very thing. It's too many white people. We need to make white people the minority. And they were going to do it in this way. Well, they start to accomplish it, and we're like, hey, there's that replacement theory they were talking about.
Yep.
And they're like, replacement theory? That's racist. Why would you? But y'all were the ones that, no, that's racist. You can't say that. But it's even bigger than that. Again, why I try to explain to people, like, this is more than, even though it's greatly beneficial, as you see these people chanting Biden's name to have new Democrat voters.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than that. It's to create a system, and Tony knows this just as well as anybody, create a system where everybody is under one rule. They're like, well, you know, these guys are from Venezuela, but they all live in America now, So it's only fair if they get to live under Venezuela rules, or these people are policed by, as you said, the immigrants policing the people.
Yeah,
that's happening. There, that what he said about offering congressmen and women have offered amnesty or citizenship if illegal immigrants, you know, join, enlist in the military. Can you think about that? Think about allowing illegal immigrants to fight in the military.
Who a lot of them don't speak the language. How are you going to communicate?
Well, if you let you know, say Palestinians join the military,
mm-hmm.
and we've got to go over and defend Israel from Gaza. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think the Chinese nationals are going to do when we go to war with China?
Yes.
You think they're going to side with us, or are they going to go back and side with their people and do a Fort Hood Willie at one of our bases, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And what's crazy is about 8 years ago, there was one guy coming out saying all this stuff nationally, and he was being called a racist and everything else when he knew what was going on.
And here it is. And the reason we brought this up today, obviously, the big news is Texas fighting back against the Biden administration and a Supreme Court ruling, because the Supreme Court said, Texas, you can't put up barbed wire, or you have to allow Border Patrol to remove the barbed wire you're putting up to keep people out. And Texas said, F you,
yeah.
Border Patrol's not coming. And so this is where a big fight started. Nothing crazy's happened yet, but Texas has told the federal agents, no, we're protecting our state. That is our constitutional right, which is true. And then other states started joining. Right now, here's the list of states that have pledged not just support, but resources to Texas. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. That's half of the U.S.
I counted 25.
Standing up. Yeah, that's exactly half of the United States standing up.
Where are my Tar Heels? Where's North Carolina? I mean, seriously, you've got South Carolina, and then it skips, and then Virginia?
And maybe there will be more to join.
Surely there will be.
I want you to think about this on an electoral scale, okay? The difference between Democrats and Republicans. Let's just say you're either a Democrat or Republican, mm-hmm. conservative or liberal. These governors of each of these states would not pledge support for Texas if they thought this idea was widely unpopular. It has been 24 hours since this started, and half of the country has already pledged.
Yep.
Feeling comfortable enough to do so to not have their citizens revolt, there should be more. It is a no-brainer that over half of the country is at least middle-of-the-road common sense or on the right side of the political aisle. This proves it right here that when you've got 25 states in 24 hours pledging support to Texas to, you know, secure the border, that right there eliminates any chance of Joe Biden getting any 1 million votes. Never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Never happened. And this is a movement. Again, I say it over and over and over again. This is momentum that we will have to take into 2024.
Well, I hope the other states that don't support Texas at least sign up and say, hey, we don't support Texas or something.
Yes, yes. Know. Please say you don't support Texas, and we are going to send the migrants to you. How about that? It was fascinating to see the bribery that goes on with this. You wonder what happened to that conductor.
Mm-hmm.
There's a James O'Keefe thing. I don't think we'll get into it. Maybe we'll save that for another show, where they talk about these drug-fueled sex parties between Congress people.
Yeah.
Which, could you imagine some of the people, like, just get a mental image real quick of some of the people on Capitol Hill, you know, all doing a, you know, a congressional train on, you know, who, Dianne Feinstein? I don't know.
Oh, God.
It's just...
Oh, it's so bad.
It's a bad thought, I understand. But the point of it is they then use that against these people and they blackmail them. And a lot of that happens with the cartel. I think when it comes to the Red Cross and some of these other organizations benefiting the cartel so much, and even our government, I think a lot of it, I think it's money, and I think some of it's blackmail. And what do they have on these guys? I have no idea. Maybe the cartel has all the dirty pictures from Senate swinger clubs. I don't know. But it's something. Blackmail fuels Washington, D.C. We saw that with Kari Lake with that leaked audio. Mm-hmm. They're just in the business of paying people off and blackmailing them. And that's how it goes.
Reminds me of someone we know saying someone is compromised. They've been compromised, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yep.
Man.
That's it, Cuzzy. I know that's all depressing, and I hate to do that to y'all, but we had to get that out of our system.
We'll have to start doing some survival shows and
you're right,
stock
right.
up, you know.
But we've got more over-the-line stuff coming up.
We do.
And we're supposed to have, can I say this one?
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say it.
But do you know for sure?
No.
What's your percentage?
Somewhere between 25 and 75.
Dude, can you at least do 50 to 75?
We're going to try to have AJ on Sunday. All right. Try.
Yeah. You know what? I know he tries to spend as much time as he can with his little boy and his mm-hmm. wife. This is a no-brainer. Invite the whole family.
Bring them all.
Yeah. Things sit right there. Heck, if they want to, put them in. Let his son just crawl on the table if he wants
John
to.
John Burt, you're not even going to be here for that.
Why not?
You can't decide what we do if you're not going to be here. But, I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're starting to get people booked. We wanted to wait until the new year before we started bringing new people in, and so we're getting in the groove of that, and we will we'll make that happen. If you're watching us for the first time, make sure you subscribe. There's my button.
Yay!
Subscribe to the channel. Make sure you hit that little bell right there as well, and then you get notified when we have new videos and when we go live. We want to do this more often. I think it works better for us when we go live. We're able. I know we don't do a lot of interacting. We have trouble, especially on the Facebook side, of seeing Facebook messages. I mean, Facebook comments, but we see most of the YouTube ones. So I see Charles. I see Bama Phoenix, Bartimus Prime, Alan up there, Boomer, of course, Boomer in the house. Want to take bets on how many Miller Lights Boomer has had since we started the show?
13.
13 in an hour?
Oh, start of the show. Yeah, I was thinking today.
No, that's not
actually
more like 24.
I was going to say 13, and I'm talking about since the start of the show.
So, Boomer, how many has it been since the show started? Since, what is this, 6 p.m.? How many beers have you had? If he doesn't answer, that means he's passed out.
I'm going to say 3, maybe 4.
5. 5's the number.
Man,
that's not bad.
Yeah. Hey, read the Bartimus Prime.
What does he say?
I feel I should introduce myself. I usually listen, but this is the first live I've caught. I'm Bart from Birmingham area, avid Leland listener.
What about our show?
Well, now he's introduced.
Oh, okay.
Over the line now.
Everybody, hey now, Bart. Hey now.
I do love the name.
Bart, you like the name Bart?
Bartimus Prime,
yeah, baby. Like, well, Bart, make sure you subscribe to us and all that jazz, and we're going to be doing this again.
You should feel special. Nobody gets that kind of, you know.
Yeah, that is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I mean, we need to start putting this out there. Like, if you're new to the channel, let us know. And we'll just make a big deal out of you for, like, you know, 30 seconds.
We should do something new for the new listeners. What could it be?
If you are a first-time listener and you subscribe, John Bird will show his hard nipples on camera.
No. God, stop.
No?
No. I'll twerk.
Okay.
I've done that before, yeah.
Yeah, you actually, I think it was like our second podcast. You were twerking on here.
It was a real twerk, too, yeah.
It was. You did good.
Well, actually, I've had several people tell me, no, that's not really how you twerk, but you gave it a shot.
More of a spasm.
They couldn't even. Yeah, it was just a back spasm. It's called the Oh My Back.
It's like a hip muscle spasm or something.
Yeah, you did look like you were just trying to scoot your chair up or something. Yeah,
well, you got to remember I had that Chinese pleather on too. So yeah.
That's true. That's true. And I noticed that you haven't really dressed up as of late. Is that something? Is there something to that?
Yes. You have to remember that I, much like you, don't really plan a lot ahead. So when I come in a costume or somebody, you know, visits from the condominium, it's, you know, I don't want to be forced to do it. When I do it, I don't say, hey, this is going to be cool. Everybody's going to think it's funny. No, I just do it. What the hell?
Oh, trust me. We know. Because when you show up dressed up, we have no idea.
Yeah. And I don't know when I'm going to do it again. It might be a month. It might be the next one.
When you arrive, like, we've got security cameras all over the place. Mm-hmm. But when you arrive and we don't see you out in the parking lot, and we hear you coming up the stairs, it is a little nerve-wracking for Tony and I because we don't know what's about to come around the corner. So
today yeah, is just a new from. Shirt.
And it looks good.
Yeah.
Cherry says, what if the new listener has already seen your nipples? Then we have to do something different.
You got a nipple shot out there somewhere?
No. I'm so uncomfortable.
Are your nipples on the internet, John Bird?
No.
Look, they're not. It's not even doing it anymore. Look. Show them. Show the people. Move your hands. Look. See, it's fine. I mean, it's just everybody's got them. Oh, they're hard again.
Yeah, they're hard again. It's the cold
air. It's getting weird. It's getting weird. All right, we're gonna have to get out of here. Right. John Bird made it weird.
I did not.
All right, thank you all for real. Do us a favor and tell your friends and your family,
yes,
your mommy, your daddy, your big fat granny with a hole in the panties. Tell everybody about this show. Help us spread the word as we're trying to build something special here. Tony Gump, any final words?
Everybody just get prepared for the future and stay nice to everyone as well.
That's right. Be nice. Love everybody, as the Chubb father said. John Bird.
Don't ever look at my nipples again. Goodbye.
All right. I think that's a wrap. Until next time, see you, cuz.